Yeah, I haven't been following that a whole lot, but yeah, I heard about that they want to use HF frequencies for trading because it's faster. I guess even a split second of a split second is enough to make or break a deal or break a bid or whatever it is that they do, what these day traders do or whatever it is. Everybody's trying to infringe on our frequencies, that's for sure. That's why we got to keep using them like we are. If they keep hearing traffic on it, then we'll get to keep them. If they're dead, then I don't know. Could be up for debate. Do you have another one there, Mike, or was that it?
I have one more. I'm not familiar with it, but here it goes. Here it goes. APRF Digipeter be featured at EMCation. The many things visitors can look forward to at EMCation this month in Orlando, Florida, is using a Digipeter dedicated to users of APRF. If you're visiting the Hamcation fairgrounds between the 13th and 15th of February, and you're bringing along an APRS-enabled device, tune it to 147.585 using a path of temp 1-1. That will get you into the Digipeter being set up by the Daytona Beach Amateur Radio Association, enabling you to connect with others at Hamcation, sending and receiving messages. The Daytona Group is sponsoring the Digipeter activity and calling it APRS Day Out, allowing radio operators to practice the kind of networking skills that would come in handy during events like Hamcation or during a crisis. Once you're connected, your first message should, of course, be CQ to everyone know you've arrived on the network. And there are more details about it at arnewssiteline.org. Airnewsline.org. So, that was it for me. There's another one. Stick with this one here, arnewsline.org. N9OKA, back to that control.